a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
What's up, guys? I got a big surprise, little bonus show action. Charlie Five here in Sewanee, Georgia, hanging out with the man. You hear me talk about it, you hear me talk about his name, you hear me say his name, Ford Stokes. Now you get to see him in the flesh. Got the Auburn hat on.
That's right. War Eagle.
We had a great time today, but the big thing we want to do is help you understand who Ford is, ask some questions, and get to know Ford a little bit more and how he can help you get you where you need to be as far as retirement goes. And Ford, there's one thing that you talk about that I love that you always send me, make sure you pound this in, and I love it. Mm-hmm. You talk about deleting the IRS from your retirement accounts. What does it tell us? Like, I want to delete the IRS. How do we do that?
Right, so the number one way to delete the IRS from your retirement accounts is just to implement a strategic Roth ladder conversion plan. Let's say you're within 5 years of retirement or 5 years after retirement, but before 73, when required minimum distributions kick in, you want to try to convert a little bit of your IRA each year to your Roth IRA. Also, here's a hint, Charlie Five. What you do is you want to take money from your IRA to your Roth IRA, but then you also want to use money from either your savings, your checking account, your investment account to pay the taxes on it, so you can move dollar for dollar from your IRA to your Roth IRA. So therefore you can delete the IRS on each conversion. Now you gotta wait 5 years after each conversion or also 5 years from starting and opening the Roth IRA if you're just doing contributions into the Roth IRA. But that's the best way to delete the IRS from your retirement accounts. And we do that all the time.
Yeah.
And we try to do it a little bit at a time so you're converting it 24% and down on the tax rate, because you have to pay the taxes within that tax year. The concern we have is we don't want somebody to have to convert at 35% or 37% plus the state income tax, whether that's Alabama or Georgia income tax or whatever that looks like.
Yeah, you can help anywhere. It doesn't have to just
That's right. Yeah, we work with folks in all 50 U.S. states.
So you talk about that being a registered Social Security analyst, and there's only very few of those in the state of Georgia and in Alabama, and you're one in both.
Yeah, so there's only 15 of us in the state of Georgia. There's like 7 or 8 of us in the state of Alabama. We just had somebody retire. And so it's great to be able to help people maximize that Social Security income check, especially with what you may have seen on the debate with Trump and Biden talking about Social Security. Right now, according to the Congressional Budget Office, Social Security, the Old Age Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, is due to be 100% depleted by 2035. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to lose all of your money from Social Security, but it means a 21% cross-the-board cut in 2035, which is starting in January. That's 10 years from now. That's like 10 and a half years from now right now.
So right around the corner.
Yeah, and so we really do need to maximize your Social Security income benefit. You put money in forever, you deserve to get money back out. And
Correct.
We're here to help you do that. Also, married couples, Charlie Five, we've got really great opportunities to help with, you know, a spousal benefit, and also you could have a spouse have their own income benefit, and you might be able to launch one and then kind of suspend and wait to launch the other one. Now, they've kind of gotten rid of some of the file and suspend, but there are some strategies you can implement with Social Security. And anybody that's kind of at 58, 59, 60 years old, and they're getting ready towards Social Security, they really should start reaching out to us. And if they haven't started taking Social Security, we're here to help them maximize that Social Security income benefit check. And you know why why farmers' hats are bent in on the sides, Charlie Five?
Tell me why.
It's when they're looking in the mailbox for that subsidy check.
So yeah.
You want to get that mailbox money coming in every month and make sure it's the most mailbox money you can get, whether that's from your withdrawals from your retirement accounts, your investment accounts, your Social Security income benefit, but also even your own personal pension that we can help you with too. So we want to make sure that we're starting with a positive retirement income surplus and not a negative retirement income gap when we're looking at the income you're generating versus the monthly expenses that are required for you to live on during retirement?
I feel like most people don't think that. They just think, I get to 65, I'm going to draw my Social Security. But there is strategy behind it to make sure that you get that maximum benefit. And Ford Stokes is obviously the guy for that.
Real quick, I want to talk about how you're the guy. So we're out here at my club. We're out here at River Club. And I got to tell you guys, Charlie Five shot an 81 today, and he could have gone lower. He could have gone sub 80 today. And I was super proud to be your caddy today.
You're a good caddy.
Yeah, so caddy. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter. I was here supporting Charlie Five.
Great hype man.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but you did a great job. You played. We had a blast out here. Pretty nice course.
I birdied this hole back here.
That's right. He birdied 17, and people were thumping the window from the men's locker room and the dining room, checking it out.
So it's one of the highlights of my athletic career.
great job, Charlie Five. But I'm so glad you were able to come out, and we've been talking about doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
and
man.
I'm so glad you're able to finally get out here. And boy, did you show up with those sticks today.
Dude, it was fun. It was fun. It's easy when somebody's coaching you and tells you where you need to hit it. And when I can do it, when I was able to do it, it worked out perfectly.
You knocked the crap out of the ball. It was good.
I sent a few.
Yeah, you definitely sent a few, for sure.
No, we had a blast. Yeah. They got several more questions I want to go over with
you. Sure, absolutely.
So, Ford, tell us why it's a good idea for folks that are 45 years and older to go ahead and start looking at the annuity products and things like that I can't remember the exact names of the stuff that you have, but you typically when you think annuity, you think older, but it's a good time to go. I'm 38. I'm closing in on that. It's something I need to be thinking about. Tell us more about why you need to start, at a much earlier than you would actually think.
Right. So throughout my career, the 10-year U.S. Treasury, which is what 100% of your annuity dollars, when people implement, and let's say you take 20 or 40% of your portfolio, and that's going to be your income portion of your portfolio. Like, I want to generate income from this 40% of my portfolio. Typically, that's done with bonds. But the problem is that bonds have done really poorly over the last 4 years because as interest rates have risen, the market actual value of those bonds continues to decrease because all these people want the higher rated bonds, right? So when you're implementing a bond replacement strategy, what you want to do is you want to consider a fixed index annuity. So let's take 40%. First of all, you're going to delete the advisory fees from your portfolio on that 40% because there are no advisory and portfolio fees with a fixed index annuity because the insurance company pays me as the advisor. Next is you're going to be able to generate an income you can never outlive. You can get market-like gains without any market risk because they reserve 100% of the money that you invest into the fixed index annuity straight into the 10-year U.S. Treasury. Throughout my career, the U.S. Treasury bond, that 10-year U.S. Treasury, has generated about 1.4 to 1.8% in interest a year. Now it's yielding about 4.5, 4.6%, which is triple, or as the British say, treble, the triple of what it's done historically. And now they can give you three times the amount of interest, and they're buying three times the amount of options in these indexes. And so they're able to really get you higher rates of return. But if those options go to zero, your money's still invested into the 10-year U.S. Treasury 100%. So zero's your hero with fixed index annuities, and you can't lose your account value. We have products like the Nationwide Peak 10 that are literally offering a 20% immediate bonus.
I was going to ask about this bonus we were talking about.
Yeah, so first of all, thanks. Absolutely, I want to make sure I'm answering all your questions. So 20% immediate bonus. They give you 8% guaranteed interest on the premium you put in every year that you wait to take withdrawals, which is really attractive. 8% is more than what you can get with a bank CD, right? And then also they're giving you another option with 340% on how the underlying index performs. And that index over the last year performed at 6.72%. Times 3.4 times 6.72 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really high percentage. You're looking at 22, 23% on top of your interest that you're gonna get in a single given year during the protection period. So if you wanna make market-like gains without market risk, for the income portion of your portfolio, you don't have to take all of it, just take like 20 to 40% of your portfolio and generate the income you need in retirement. Also, get paid another 0.1% every year that you age. So you want to outpace that traditional 4% withdrawal rate, and you're going to get 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12% of your original premium every single year without having to sell stocks and things like that. A fixed index annuity is a great way to replace bonds. And the last thing I'll say, Charlie Five, is why would anybody want to pay advisory and portfolio fees on the income portion of their portfolio that's not going to grow in value, but it's just going to give you income? You're better off going with a fixed index annuity so you can delete the fees and also make sure you have no market losses.
Yeah. So people say, okay, annuities, I know what annuities is. I hear them all the time. People at my bank talk about it. I know buddies that talk about it. But this product you're talking about is one that something like only 1% of financial advisors have access to. Is that correct?
That's right. Because I've been an advisor mentor with a major wholesaler that sells billions and billions of dollars. And I got access to this product through Nationwide. They're a mutual insurance company. It's Nationwide is on your side. It's those folks.
Yeah.
And the Nationwide Peak 10 is a really attractive product. And if anybody that watches this podcast, I don't care when you're watching it, we can actually help you. We'll give you an illustration. We'll give you a free annuity x-ray or a free 401k analysis and help you generate your own retirement income, absolutely no cost to you, but give you that retirement income plan with that fixed index annuity. And I think you'll be really surprised at what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what you've been talking with me about. And it's very, very, obviously very attractive to have something, have access to something that not 99% of the other, of the rest, you can't get it from. So that's obviously great. Ford, another thing you talk about is retirement income, giving a retirement income gap analysis. Break it down, like what does that mean? Like I'm a five-year-old. Tell me what that means. When do we need to start looking at it? How can you help in that whole plan?
Yeah, so what we do is we take a look at all of your sources of income. We also look at what your monthly expenses are now and also what you think your monthly expenses are going to be during retirement. And we try to make sure that we generate enough income where your income outpaces your expenses. It's pretty simple, but what we try to do is take 2 months of your bank statements. We let you do that. We're not going to look at your checking account statements or anything like that. But what we will ask you to do is add up both of those at 2 consecutive months and then divide by 2. So that way you get an idea of what you're really spending. Then also, if you're planning to pay a house off or things like that, how does that reduce your monthly expenses during retirement? And then we'll then look at your Social Security, your pensions, or any personal pensions, 4% withdrawal rate from your other investments, any rental income, things like that. And we'll put all that together in an actual plan for you. And we do it year over year until your 95th birthday so you can better understand what your retirement looks like. We also give you your effective tax rates during those years, and we give you what is your asset value, also all of your account value, your portfolio value look like year over year. So that way you get an understanding, hey, I got my entire retirement in 2 pages, so I can really understand what my retirement looks like in advance, and we call that results in advance planning. I'm so glad you asked that question, Charlie.
Cash flows at that age, when you get there, are very important, and understanding all the different aspects and you breaking it down and showing them, okay, well, if you want to live this way, we got to do X, Y, and Z, and just being able to close that gap and how far it carries them, I think that's massive. The last thing, look, everybody's talking about it, inflation, you can't really hide from it. How does inflation affect your retirement? When you're worried about it outgaining, you know, what your money is growing, like, what are some things you can do to kind of help protect against that?
Well, we're seeing so many people losing purchasing power during retirement. If you're living on a fixed income and all of a sudden it's more expensive to buy chicken, buy eggs, buy groceries, buy gas, also buy healthcare services, which is going to be a large expense during retirement, it just keeps eating into your purchasing power. And what we want to do is help you keep pace with inflation. We work with a gentleman by the name of John Williams, who is the chief economist and owner of ShadowStats.com, and he estimates that the inflation rate, the real rate of inflation, the way they used to measure it in the Nixon years and earlier, is actually more about 14.1%. They've given us an 8.7% cost of living adjustments a couple of years ago with Social Security, but most cost of living adjustments with Social Security are 2% or under in most years. That does not even come close to keeping pace with inflation. And so what we've got to do is make sure you stay invested, get you the rates of return that you need, but also at a lower risk level being measured by standard deviation. And also, if we take 40% of your portfolio and put it into a fixed index annuity, we're going to take risk off the table with 40% of that and let the rest of the portfolio grow. We're trying to make sure you stay invested, get market-like gains with lower market risk, and then also get you the income that you need to make sure you outpace inflation. But you've got to stay invested, whether that's in the financial markets or whether that's in a fixed index annuity, structured notes, other products that we have. But that's kind of what private wealth management looks like, Charlie Five. Yeah. And that's what we do every single day as fiduciaries for our clients. We put the needs of our clients first. And I'm just so glad you came out here to the River Club here in Suwanee, Georgia. And
y'all think I'm joking about this make a friend at the same time, but Ford's, yeah. Ford's obviously brought me out here, wine me and dine me, and it's just a cool guy in general, just if you want to call and talk to him, just a cool guy in general, loves Auburn. He obviously wants to help everybody that he can, and I think it's just another thing that you can stack on top of just him being just a great guy in general, the Auburn connection, and all the different offerings that he can do to help you take that. You know, we work so hard, mm-hmm. you know, and we try to hoard our acorns. Mm-hmm. Ford wants to be able to help you make sure that grows to get you exactly where you need to be, carries you throughout your retirement, and he's got the plans to make it happen. So I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and I'm glad you got to put a face. You can already see him on his television shows, right, at retirementresults.com, but I'm glad you get to see him on this channel and get to know him get to know him face to face. And also, I'm not joking when I talk about he's an Auburn guy. Dude's decked out, golf bag, right, golf club covers, head to toe, big time Auburn guy in dog country.
Yeah, that's right. I'm definitely behind enemy lines.
Yeah,
for sure.
The guys in the group behind us were dogs. The guys in front of us were dogs. So he's standing tall, and he'll do it for you too. So guys, I really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed this bonus episode, learned a little bit, and you can always catch Ford. You can check him out, retirementresults.com/plan. That's where you can get your free portfolio analysis. And then there's, where else can they find you? There's all kind of different
activewealth.com, retirementresults.com/plan. And also you can just give us a call at 888-814-0304. I think they'll throw the number on the screen. But yeah, Charlie Five, we just really appreciate you and your wife. Diane and I really enjoy you guys. We're just here to help. We love seeing you guys. Hopefully our girls are rising seniors in high school. Hopefully they'll get into Auburn, yeah, and be there in about 14 months. We'll see you a lot more. We'll hang out with you over there at Auburn University Club. It's a nice place. And also congrats to the Auburn men's golf team. You're repping it right there,
yes,
with the logo. And just again, thanks for coming to the River Club. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, dude. Enjoyed it.
You bet, buddy.
All right, it's another bonus episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely. Oh, yeah.